Deliverr, simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more, visit deliverr.com.au. Worth, all the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
The mystery of Rob Walker continues. Now, Rob Wangaratta, Rob, came down and spent some time at North Melbourne, got homesick, went back and just became an absolute living legend up in country Victorian footy. And another Rob Walker, who Richo, our man, Jace, tells us was from Dealer, played a couple of games at Richmond and Hawthorn.
Okay, so they're not the same bloke.
No.
We're getting our Robbie Walkers mixed up.
But Donny Falvo, we're not getting him mixed up. I've now got information saying he won 13 best and fairest, including 4 league best and fairest. If you know Donny, shoot us a text. I'd like to talk to him. Wayne Hawks would have won plenty of best and fairest if he elected to go down this path, but he decided to train horses instead. Welcome to you, Wayne.
Mate, I was an expensive yearling and just had no ability whatsoever. None. Had the best pedigree in the world, like Black Caviar and all that. I reckon no natural ability.
Hey, Wayne, I reckon you would have made a nice chatty sort of wicket keeper in your day as well.
Jim, my form recently is naught fell pulled up.
Hey, we're good in the breeding barn. Don't worry about that. Tell me this, Tim Watson, who has a passing interest in what he calls race horsing, said to me, "We need to speak to Wayne Hawks about this article in the Herald." Was it in the Herald Sun?
In the Herald Sun this morning, yeah.
About what's more important, the horse or the jockey? And Tim said, "What is
the horse?"
He reckons any peanut could ride Black Caviar to victory. No. He reckons that's what he said to me.
Well, any peanut can kick a football, can't they?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I didn't say that, by the way, Wayne. I did not say that.
That's okay.
So,
the chicken or the egg, isn't it?
Yeah, what is it then? What do you think it is?
You know what? I'll put it to you. Who's more important, Damien Hardwick or Craig Bellamy? And I'll ask that honestly. Who's more important, the coach or the player?
So Damien Hardwick or Dustin Martin, you're posing. Is that?
Yes, I am. But what I'm saying is, I've got them both mixed up. But the same principle with Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith. I mean, the bottom line is, if you're a great coach, and I'm not a great coach, just for the record, I've got a lot of help from my brother and father. But if you're a great coach, you still can't make a slow player go fast. If you're a great horse trainer, you still can't make a horse go fast. So the bottom line is, you need everyone to be doing their bit. And as I said in the paper this morning, Greg Norman gets out Big Bertha and goes whack. He can't blame anyone else. As a coach of a horse or a coach of a player, you have to hand it over to everybody else. And I suppose at least you guys have the luxury at quarter time to go down there and say, what do you think you're doing? I can't get to the home corner and pull D. Oliver aside and go, listen, useless. Go back to the inside, my friend. Chase, tackle. Come on. So I can't do that. But you know what I'm getting at.
Yep.
So who's more important? I don't know. The jockeys are, look, at the end of the day, the jockeys do what they do. And as I said in the paper this morning, why does a footballer miss 30 metres in front? Drives the hell out of me. And whether you love him or hate him, Sam Newman, it's one thing that he always banged on about, is kicking goals. Goals win your matches, and it's, you know, you got to get it right. So these guys have to get it right. We're on the front and centre in the big stage this week, and it's huge stakes. I mean, see, sometimes it's not just the prize money. I won the Coolmore Stud Stakes with Exceedance last year, and it was $900,000 to the winner. He's retired now. He was instantly worth $17 million, was his insurance value. It cost $500,000 extra to add to the policy to go from $7 million to $17 million. So the prize money was insignificant. It was about just winning the actual race.
God help
me. Big stakes.
Hey, yeah, we love it. You got Zabrowski running in today's Group 3, $400,000. That's just chicken feed on the back of that. Bendigo Cup, $5.50 at Sportsbet. Were you liking it?
Yeah, look, it's his chance today. It's his chance to win today. And if he wins and wins well, he'll go on to the Melbourne Cup. And if he doesn't win, he'll be heading back to Sydney to the wet weather and the paddock. So he's done everything right. He's trained on well. The part owners are great slingers. It's my brother and his wife. They're not good slingers at all, to be honest. They're terrible slingers. He's in Sydney, so he can't hear that. But, it'll be a great back end of the spring for us. I can't complain. We've had a seriously good spring. And if we could nail this one today and end up with a cup runner, it'd be just a big cherry on top. But racing has a way of, yeah, I suppose it was a bit, when I watched Gary Ablett on the other night, it was a bit like that. Racing tends to be like that. You don't get too many Black Caviar and Winx stories. They normally get beat, the horses, at the when you're trying to get the cherry on top.
Yeah, you don't always get to go out in the manner that you would like. Our great mate Shane Crawford's one of the few that we can remember in recent times. And if Cam Smith retires, I guess he'd be another. Hey, great to talk to you, mate. You've had a sensational spring already. So let's hope the success continues. And we appreciate you taking the call this morning.
Did Eddie McGuire text you back yesterday morning? I was listening.
Yes, he did. I've got it under control.
He did.
There's things I can say, okay, things I can't say.
Thank you. Good you from you yesterday, Tim. Well done. Well done.
Wayne Hawks there. They have had unbelievable success.
Unbelievable.
Hawks stable. Wild Planet. Cantalar Stakes. Didn't get to that, but that's a very good horse of theirs as well.
And we've got some news on Donny Falvo.
Oh, Donny.
As well. He grows grapes as good as he played footy too. And we've got a phone number for him. Are we going to try and track him down at some stage?
I reckon.
Do you want to talk to him or not?
Damn straight I do. He's won 13 best and fairest and 4 league best and fairest. I played against Danny. He played for the Robinvale Seniors from the age of 14. He was about 4'8", but a ball magnet, probably played about 500 plus games. That's Richie Anglesey.
I'm more interested in his grape growing, to be
quite
honest.
I know. I knew you would be. So we will get early music. We will get Danny on at some particular stage.
I hope he's growing a Fiano, the Falvo Fiano. It's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it?
Has it ever. Got lots of footy to talk about. Adam Flores remains on the menu, so we'll chat him and all the other footy topics that are kicking around after the 7 o'clock news.